Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Joining us right now is Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Doing great.
Well. Doing all right.
I got to tell you, my buddy texted me last night, and he, I mean, you know this, whatever. Huge Mets fan, huge baseball guy. You know how these New Yorkers are. He's like, you guys really got a good one in Gore. He's the real deal.
Yeah, he's been pitching great for about a year and a half for us. He's certainly had a good start to this year. And, you know, he's progressing and learning each and every start. And, you know, his next step is to, you know, last year, the first half of the year, he was great. He had hit a little lull in kind of the middle mm-hmm. of the season, and then finished strong the last seven starts. So we're trying to, extend him to have continued success through that lull period of last year and see if he can really turn the corner and become the ace that we think that he's going to be.
You know, Jason had a good question. Go ahead, ask.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, I mean, I know that for most of his starts, right around that 100-pitch mark is when he comes out. And last night, Davey took him out after 89 pitches, so he went six full. And then Lord came in, and he was fine in the seventh. But what was the rationale of taking McKenzie out after six and 89 pitches thrown?
I just think that, the numbers say, the manager's eye say, you know, and the starting pitcher, they all confer about, after come off the mound, and they thought that he had enough that day. He did that last night. He did his job. He did, he got us, had a quality start, got us through six good innings and turned it over to a bullpen that, let's face it, Ferrer's been, over his last 12 outings, he's had a 0.66 ERA and a 1.36 opponent's batting average against. So, we went with Lord, Ferrer, and Finnegan to try to finish that game, finish the last nine outs off, and Ferrer didn't get it done last night, but again, a young pitcher pitching in leverage innings, learning to trade, and it's got electric stuff and just has to be a little bit more consistent with it.
Yeah. Tough lineup to go against, man, with Lindor and obviously Soto. Soto's been heating up. Alonso's been pretty hot all year. I think McNeil had a couple hits last night. Just a tough lineup to face.
Yeah, it's a grueling lineup. They're deep. They have a long lineup. They've got a lot of guys. Even the bottom of the lineup guys can beat you. And they're a highly paid, veteran laden ball club. And they're a tough team to play. And with that said, we split with them at home in four games. And mm-hmm. we're hoping to take two out of three in this series. So we've been playing extremely tough. And I know they feel it when we come to play them. They know that we're going to give them everything we have, and we're a very talented but young and inexperienced ball club that's trying to get where they're going, where they're at now in first place in the division.
How have you liked Lord so far? We talked about him maybe before the season because there was the article that he was working at Home Depot in the off season, but 3.77 ERA. He's got some holds. How have you liked his work so far?
He's been terrific for us. Stuff is electric. He's got three good pitches. We still view him as a future starter. But this is a good way to get his feet wet in the big leagues and pitch leverage innings for us. You know, he's got that electric fastball that that sneaks up on hitters. He's 94 to 95, touches 6 and 7 with a good slider and a good change. So he's been great for us. And you're talking about a scouting and development success story, an 18th round pick that we drafted and developed into a really good major league pitcher. So we're proud of him, and he's got a very, very high ceiling and a bright future.
What's the update on the Dylan Cruz oblique strain at this point?
Cruz is still not doing any baseball activities yet, not swinging the bat, but doing everything else. He's progressing nicely, and hopefully when the oblique is fully healed, we'll ramp him up and get him to play some rehab games and get him out there again.
How do you determine, Mike, when a muscle is fully healed? Like what imaging or whatever do you guys use?
Well, yeah, we use imaging. We use we use stimulation. We use a bunch of markers that bring us to the
to the
point where we think that the muscle is healed and now ready to rehabilitate. You know what I mean? The first is especially with an oblique, you almost have to shut the muscle down to let it heal, and then once it's fully healed, you get him back mobilization and stretching and strengthening, and then it becomes slowly into baseball.
Right.
You do baseball activities, and then you start ramping them up to take live swings, and then game swings, and rehab swings, and that type of thing. You know, the oblique is really a cumbersome injury because it's hard to do anything obviously without the core of your body. So
did he do that swinging or running? I couldn't remember.
I think he aggravated swinging, and I think he tipped it over when he was sprinting. But
right.
those aren't one grabbing type of movement, a swing or that type of thing. But it's kind of a gradual thing that builds up, and then like one swing will over exaggerate the muscle where, you know, you feel something and then you have to say something about it. So
gotcha.
That's what happened with him.
I think we asked you last week, but after the last few games since last Wednesday, your take on what you've seen from Hassel, and how do you think he's looked since he's taken over for Dylan?
I think he's doing fine. He's not overwhelmed with the situation. You know, playing in New York City, not overwhelmed. He's putting some competent at bats together. He's playing good defensively. You know, kind of trying to learn the nuances of all these ballparks. You know, especially the visiting ballparks. Well, yeah, Nationals Park was a new ballpark to him too when he got there. And so I think that it's a learning process. You throw him in the deep end of the water. You're playing every day. You know, center field and then right field, you're hitting against left-handed pitching, right-handed pitching, and you're getting baptism by fire. But I think his attitude has been great. I think that his makeup allows him to do that and compete and fail and where it doesn't really hurt his mindset and his psyche. So I think he's done well.
It's amazing. He's already been up for 20 games. He's already played 20 games.
Yeah,
time flying.
Now, you know, when you look at it, since May 14th, we've been 13-9. You know, we've been playing pretty good baseball, and in our last 58 games since we started 1-6, we've been 29-29 on the season. So those are some of the positives that we're trying to extract out of the mid portion of the season. We've got a lot of young guys competing for us. I think you see the young talent base. I know the other opposing teams do. They mention it to me all the time. And when you're able to compete against and beat a team like the New York Mets, built the way they're built, it shows what these guys are capable of doing. But we're just scratching the surface. We got 16 games in 16 days. We go out to a big 9-game West Coast swing, which is always grueling and tough. So by All-Star break, we'll have a good feel for who we are and who's who on this club.
Mike, I'm asking you a question. I'm not trying to ask you a question that's like not fair or anything or put you on the spot. But can you look at the roster? Do you have in your mind and say we're three players away? Like, I'm not asking you to say the players that you know or anything like that. But can you say, do you have a number in the back of your mind where like, okay, I think I need two more position players and maybe two more starters, and then. You know what I mean? Is that a thing? Is that something you have in your mind? Like we're getting, like inching, as you're inching closer?
Yeah, I think that, you can see the future pieces on this team. You know, that doesn't take, Branch Rickey to figure out,
right.
Who's the keepers and who's the guys that you have to figure, that we have to improve in. I think you're always looking at your team and your roster and saying that, we can really fill this gap here would be nice. And then right. this, and you never have enough starting pitching and you know that. And, do you have these pieces that you think you can fill these spots in the minor league system, or do you have to go externally to get them? And those are always the questions, that you ask, yourself and your staff to try and figure out. And I think that, as this season gets clearer and clearer and clearer, I think that those questions,
the numbers are shrinking.
Will be clearer. Yeah,
right. The numbers are shrinking. Like we're getting there.
I think you could see that we're playing much better. I think the way we're competing with other teams is better. We've won series against some really good teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, like I said, we had a 1-6 start. We're holding our own at, 29-29 since then. So I think that you could see that, it's a team on the come, especially when you're one of the two or three youngest teams in the league. When you have some of your best minor league, some of your best players that are still in the minor league, so that's often exciting for our staff to look at, and you may have some of these positional questions you may have an answer in your own system.
Right, so but
that's the good part.
I know that my question might sound kind of silly, but. Like when we won it all in 2019, because we have rings.
Yes. We are World Series champions.
There were, you also have to have, not always, I don't think. I don't know. I'm not a historian, but you have to have a blend. And you had a blend of those veterans that kind of came in, the guy that was doing all the, he's
all the Baby Shark.
Yeah, the Baby Shark guy. Yeah, what I mean? Like you had the perfect blend, Para? It seemed like that. Yeah, Para. Yeah. Who I think is on their staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it with the Mets team right now. They've got a bunch of good veteran players that are are surrounding a handful of good young players that you filter in. You got some big time high price players with some minimum mm-hmm. salary rookie players, and I think that's the mix and the ingredients that it takes to have a championship caliber club. It's difficult to, I think on our team right now, we have about 14 or 15, homegrown players on our team. I think, most of the pitching staff, and most of the bullpen and two or three of the starters, are homegrown or gotten in a trade from a homegrown player. So, young homegrown players, when you mix that in with with some veterans to take some pressure off them, I think that is a recipe for success. And, we did that, blueprint, back when we were, from 12 to 19, when we were really good, we mixed a lot of young players, that we drafted and developed in our own system, and either traded those players away to acquire major league talent to help us win, at this time, or we kept those players and they played for us for, throughout their first 5 or 6 years of the contract. So I think that's the key. Have good young players, and have them play for you on the big league level, or trade them to acquire players that'll help you play on the big league level.
We're still a month away from the draft. What percentage of your day is still talking to your scouts about who you guys are going to take at one? That's still a big part of your day right now?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's a big part of the day. One is an easier question to answer right now than talking about the entirety of the draft and the strategy of the draft and what strategy are we going to employ, with Juan combined with who's going to be left, at 45 in the third round or fourth round and so on and so forth. So it's, it takes, I talk to those guys several times a week right now, and they were just in for a scouting meeting, amateur scouting meeting last week. So, we were inundated with that for about 5 days last week of doing it all day. So we have, we've got a good feel for where we're at and what we're doing. Now it's kind of just monitoring, because it's funny, the only guys that are still playing baseball that are going to be in this draft are there 8 teams that are left in the College World Series. So oftentimes these high school players, they play a full season and then have to sit around for a month and a half or so before the draft.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, can we make a bet on you? Just a $1 bet amongst us. Don't answer.
Ooh, like betting.
Right. Has Mike Rizzo ever watched a Savannah Bananas game?
Ooh.
A full game, no chance.
He's aware of them.
He knows, definitely knows who they are.
In other words,
yes, I'll answer it. I have not watched a full game of them, but I have seen them.
Would you go? Would you be
hilarious.
Entertained?
Oh, you would like it.
Yeah. Oh, I think they're hilarious. Yes, they're hilarious. A lot of ex minor league players are in those things.
Right.
I remember when we had them in our ballpark. Gio pitched an inning for them. He pitched them. They always have these local big league players whenever they're in the ballparks. And, they started in minor league parks. Then they sold out our spring training facility a couple of times. Now they're selling out, major league ballparks. It's a phenomenon. They're fun to watch.
They're coming back to Nats Park in a few weeks.
They are. I think we have them a couple of games this year.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Cool.
Oh, there you
all
go.
Right.
You might
have right. kind of passionate.
You might have thought he was like,
that's what I thought.
Like an old school guy, but no.
Wouldn't you have thought that too?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Geez, guys are doing backflips, then catching a fly ball. It's
that's
crazy.
That's nuts.
It's impressive. All right, Mike, good stuff. It's Mike Rizzo.
All right,
Nats GM, President Baseball Ops.
Thank you, buddy.
Brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
Riz.
He's good, man.
He likes us.
How come we got to do, Jason, will you pick a game? Let's just go, a game that you're, because I'll go to anything, a game that you're open to going to. Let's go.
I'm actually going to Saturday's game. I'm sitting in those seats that you were sitting in.
Oh, yeah. Baller seats.
But I'm sitting in the baller seats.
I know, but pick one where we all go and hang out with them, sit in there. And,
you got to find like a Thursday afternoon
game. Should I go up to the to his
I never his have, suite but you have more balls than me.
And just introduce my wife and daughters to him?
Yes.
I think I should.
I mean, it's a good flex.
Why not?
But, I mean, it's just
Before the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Not during the game.
It's a good flex. You show off your kids think you're a big time, but he doesn't care about it.
Well, of course he doesn't.
Yeah. But I mean, if it makes your kids think you're
Why would I think that he would care?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's a nuisance to him, actually. But
to
the daughters, it'll make you look good.
The thing is, he usually shows up, like, right before first pitch.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of
time. Because he's down on the field and
I don't know where he is. He's in his office.
Right.
Talking about who they're going to draft at number one.
Well, it sounds like they already know who they're drafting at one. That's what it sounded like. Like, one's kind of like, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
It should be an easy one.
Yeah.
Is he going Holiday?
I don't know.
Is it going to be Ethan Holiday?
I have no idea. But
is it going to be that Jamie Arnold dude, the pitcher from Florida State? That guy's a stud.
I don't know. It'd be hard to pass on the bloodline, those Holiday bloodlines.
Yeah, that's true.
Coming up next, EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.